developments, Kava, we have breaking news that the Al Hilal Hospital in Tal al Hawa, south of Gaza, has been hit. Most of the fighting has occurred in that Tal al Hawa region, in that district, and now one hospital has been hit. Now we're joined by Sharon Locke, who is the member of the International Solidarity Movement. She's joining us from Gaza. Now, Sharon, tell us what you're seeing over there, as we've seen an escalation in the attacks.
Yeah, I'm in the Al-Quds Hospital now. We had a night that was total bombardment in this area. There were about 5 direct hits to the hospital and about 50 in the surrounding buildings, as far as we could tell. There are fires in many of the residential buildings. We've got in snipers in the original Red Crescent operations building, which had to be evacuated in the early days of the strike. There are snipers in some of the apartment buildings. We just retrieved actually a rocket from the pharmacy. A rocket was fired into the pharmacy building, which is part of this complex. We're getting people coming in from the outside houses, as soon as they think it's safe to run to us. And we're transferring all the patients from upstairs down into the basement, because we think, you know, we may end up in fire in this building. We've actually had to put out several fires already that hit the outside. One was just 10 yards from the pediatric unit where we have babies in incubators. And the fire hose didn't reach, so the doctors and nurses were putting out the fire with coffee pans. So, yeah, we also understand that we've had about 150 or more calls from this area asking for the ambulances or medical help, and we're not able to go to them. And we've spoken to the Red Cross, and the Red Cross has said the same, that there is no coordination to Israel, that it's not possible to collect the wounded. This is an appalling situation and a breach of all international law.
Sharon, the UNRWA has now recently just decided to stop its operations once again after its compound for refugees in Gaza City was hit. It was apparently shelled twice. Now, this just means that the conditions are getting worse for the Gazans there.
Yes, I mean, if no law is respected in terms of not attacking civilians, in terms of the wounded being allowed to be collected, in terms of medical people and facilities not being targeted, I don't see what is left that Israel is respecting in terms of anything to do with international law or the agreements that we make as countries as to how we will treat each other. All I've seen are breaches of all these things. And I'm really quite worried about this hospital situation, because we are surrounded by buildings on fire, and it's not possible for us to evacuate people easily, because obviously there are wounded. We're in a situation where people will be in a lot of danger if the fires spread and if the strikes continue, and the last one was 5 minutes ago, which rocks the building. So there's no sign of it stopping.
Sharon, you and your movement, the International Solidarity Movement, are on an aid mission and a humanitarian mission over there. Please elaborate for us some of the difficulties that you have in those conditions in trying to aid the injured.
Well, our organization is made up of volunteers who respond to requests by Palestinians to be present when they're under threat or under attack. So our role is to document and support and to convey what we're seeing. And we also hope that our presence with internationals may make Palestinians somewhat safer. Of course, it shouldn't work like this. Palestinian lives should have the same value as international lives. But sometimes that's not the way Israel sees it. So, for example, I've contacted the Australian consulate, and they're acting on my behalf to protect me. Now, if I'm in the hospital building, I'm hoping very much that will help protect everyone else here. But yeah, we basically, as quite a small group of volunteers, we're doing more is supporting the bigger aid agencies just in any way we're requested to. And so we're witnessing firsthand how difficult that is. I mean, in the first 2 days of the attacks, I was in Jabalia, and even at that stage, the Red Crescent was saying that there were 80% of calls that they weren't allowed to go to reach because Israel would not accept any coordination for them to go there. So we're witnessing just how much impossible it is for aid organizations to even provide the basic services and care.
Sharon, now let's turn our attention to the aid and assistance that you're receiving. Tell us about that, and is the aid that's coming through, is it sufficient enough for the needs? I believe reports say around 100 truckloads had entered through to Gaza yesterday, but I believe that number is way below the number of trucks needed on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the facts and figures to hand, but just thinking of the situation that Gaza Strip has been under siege for more than 2 years, it hasn't been allowed the basic things it needs in the way of food or resources or spare parts or medical equipment or supplies, even just to cope with everyday life. So the level of disaster that we have now, where all these things are needed so much more and so much more urgently, no matter really you know, what amounts of aid are allowed through the border at this point, even if the borders were all open freely, there would still be so much catching up to do. And as far as I'm aware, for example, none of the aid that came through yesterday arrived to this hospital. I could be wrong, but I haven't seen any evidence of that being the case. So, you know, it will have got to places it needed, but there are many more places where everything is needed. I understand that that some ambulances were able to come through in the last days from Egypt, both to deliver supplies and then to evacuate patients. But once again, you know, that was 25 ambulances. And it's a drop in the ocean compared to what is needed here.
Sharon Locke from the International Solidarity Movement in Gaza. Many thanks for your comments, and we salute you with your efforts there in the Gaza Strip.
Live images you see there on the skyline, the most recent, the Al-Hala Hospital in Tanahawa, wing of a hospital, has been hit. There are 500 people who are in that hospital, and this is the result of the attacks, one of which are the many of the events that have occurred today in Gaza. There's also been residential neighborhoods that have been leveled. Islamic University has been hit. But let's find out more about events surrounding Gaza. We'll go to our correspondent.